Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mid-Flight Brawl this week is once again brought to you by our legendary mates over at Heaps Normal. It's independent, non-alcoholic beer that's actually good. It is fucking delicious, and I reckon, Heggy, the whole Eastern Seaboard's pretty much locked down. Well, Queensland just got out, but the two big cities.
Yeah.
If you're, you don't want to be going too hard in the paint at home, you know what I mean? You want to ease up a bit, get yourself a few Heaps Normals.
Oh, for sure. You find yourself using the hairy side a lot less if you got a clear head.
I'll tell you what, I already made one mistake. My son's 1 month old, my new son, and I have woken up with one hangover.
Yeah.
And regretted it immediately. So I'm back on the fucking Heaps Normals. Get to heapsnormal.com, chuck in duty free at checkout. You get free shipping all across Australia. And keep standing. I am enjoying the pictures and videos of what people are doing with their Heaps Normals.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
You've really wound them up with the, I think it was the taking the vaccines out of the fridge at the hospital and putting your 4-pack of Heaps Normal in there.
Oh, yeah, right.
It really spurred Australia on to see what they can do with their cans. Anyway, heapsnormal.com. Get them in, yeah. It helps the show. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracases. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX.
Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now. Here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How's Melbourne, mate, back in the pink?
Well, we're just trying to show you guys how to do a lockdown. Mm. And by show you, I mean, you know, just a group of 70 people in a house having an engagement party with one fuckhead filming it. Oh, I don't know if you saw the news.
Yeah, I saw it.
You'd be ropeable at whoever filmed that.
Yeah, I see people down there turning on each other, the true Melbourne spirit as well. I've been enjoying that, turning on their own.
We're all in this together until a couple want to get married during lockdown, then fuck you.
Yeah, I'm having a dob.
I reckon there's a few people that are, you know, maybe against certain groups of people and just found this opportunity to be, you know, easy pickings.
A lot of opportunists. We're all sitting there on the edge of our chairs going, I'm going to get these bastards one day. Got them. They just fucked up.
It's like Luch, anytime Conor McGregor does something bad, I fucking told you.
Yeah. But the thing is, you've been telling her the whole time, just through your basic fandom and the fact of just where he's from, what he does for a job, how he talks.
You called it years ago. I'm looking forward to a Patreon episode of ours, Land Larrikins, will definitely involve his pub, the Black Forge Inn. I think I've spoken about this before.
He owns the pub. He bought the pub.
He bought the pub where he punched the bloke, the old man.
Oh, right.
He bought the pub off him and then barred him.
Hang on, was that the landlord that he punched?
No, it was just some bloke at the bar that wouldn't have his whiskey.
Yeah. So he went and bought that pub like a petulant child and banned that guy from drinking there. He's probably been drinking there his whole life, very important to the Irish. Kicked him out. Done.
Yeah.
That's what you get for not going down when I punch you, that sort of thing. What a bloke.
According to his Instagram stories, he's just doling out some very expensive lamb shanks, which is the finest Irish pub fare.
Yeah. Well, the Irish have cashed in on that awful becoming mainstream sort of movement that we've seen the last couple of decades.
I think just because they nailed Guinness, they figured, you know, we don't have to really worry about the food because it's in there. It's all in there. It's like space food. It's got everything.
anything you get's a bonus.
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Enough Guinness. Who cares what you have?
I was in Ireland for probably 9 or 10 months, and I would have had Guinness 4 nights a week for dinner. Easy. Five or six pints, you're not hungry.
Well, not many other options. You got through the menu on the first 2 days. Did you have stew? Done.
Had stew. Had beef and Guinness pie. Had chips. Finished.
Beef and Guinness pie is just stew in pastry with a bit of Guinness tipped in.
You don't even feel like a kebab or anything on the way home there. Like, that's how filling Guinness is. Quite nutritious.
That's the healthy option.
Yeah. I wonder if you'd still get scurvy.
In Ireland?
If you just had Guinness, if that would work. Oh. Like, if there's anything in, nothing in there, obviously, but maybe there's a, you know, lemon wedge in the glass one time and they didn't wash it. That'd be enough to ward off scurvy, wouldn't it?
Somebody's ordered a pint of soda water with lemon before you. Thank Christ.
Yeah.
It's got the scurvy at bay for another day.
Yeah. Kids share a can of Fanta once a year. That's your vitamin C.
Well, mate, you've worked in heaps of pubs. The thing that always got me, that glass, the glass cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that you put it in before the dishwasher, that, I don't know how you'd describe it if nobody's ever seen it before.
The upside down one. Oh, you talk about the bottle brush.
Yeah. Yeah, the bottle brush.
The three upside down ones in a tin. Just took it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know that.
I don't know. It always just, okay, I don't know how. I'm at this pub, but I've never seen this get changed, and nobody told me to. So
it's, yeah. It's nearly full to the brim of detergent, not much water. So you take your fucking few layers of skin off if you accidentally put your hand in. It's also the brushes that are getting, you know, people think they're being helpful when they just ram a napkin or something in the bottom of a pint glass.
Oh.
You got to clear that up and try to get your hand in there. It helps with that. Just, you know, people putting things in their glasses, not on.
Just to shit you by the sounds of things.
Well, Works.
By the way, you introduced yourself at the top of this episode by saying, I'm Luke Heggie, instead of I'm TV panel comedian Luke Heggie, which you now are. And I can see your teeth. I can see your shiny Seppo teeth that you've got clipped on for your appearance on, what's the name of the show?
It's called, it's already gone to air by the time this goes to air. Ah. So I'm probably reading the abuse right now.
Do you read everything?
Well, no. I mean, I get emails. I've opened them. But no, not really. I try not to. It's fucking grim. It's not. I mean, I've got a thick enough skin to cop it. It's the audacity of people doing it that I'm offended by. They don't know that I think it's funny. You know what I mean? They think I've got to tell this guy he's a fuckwit. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, love. I'm doing it now. Shut everything else off. I've got to do it. It's important. So that's what I don't like. But I direct them to the complaints page. But that doesn't work.
You moving any complaints? LukeHeggie.com for a dollar?
Shifting any units. Yeah. No, they're all friendly fire. I've switched to free. I've left it on free because $1 is just friendly. Like people going, oh, you deserve a dollar. It's funny, blah, blah, blah. You know, you miss the point. I want people angry.
I love you'd rather give it away.
Yeah.
than people pay you, but they've missed the point.
Yeah.
Have it, you fucking idiots. You're a TV panel comedian.
Yeah. It's called Question Everything. I didn't have to put a blazer on or anything. They're very nice. It's fine. I see how they edit it. I don't know. It was filmed today, out tomorrow. I don't know. They could edit out everything I said. Who knows?
We're recording this on a Tuesday night. Mm. The ep comes out Thursday morning, obviously. AEST. And it went well. Did you enjoy your time?
I mean, it's not for me. You know, desperate times, though. There's no stand-up, so.
It's not for anyone.
Well, some people love it. I mean, I'll do it, whatever. Rip some cash out of the ABC.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm paying tax for.
Get a bit back on Mr. and Mrs. T-Payer.
Fuck yeah. Any taxpayer, we've got to tune into Heggie. Get on iView. What's the name of the show again?
Question Everything.
Question Everything. Which you do? Is that why they got you on? Just for your general life vibe?
I don't know. Look, what they said was, like, they're getting up and they're not having the same old heads all the time. They're getting a rotating cast of up and coming comedians, which I don't know if I'm offended by or if it's, you know, good on you. But I don't
know. Maybe you're like Australia's Rodney Dangerfield, just kicking off at 57 or whatever.
Oh, is that how long I'm going to have to wait before I'm allowed to?
No, he was all right. He was late 40s, I think.
Yeah.
Dangerfield, yeah.
when he started.
And much like him, you don't get no respect.
Yeah, I get no respect.
I love the best part of that show being called Question Everything. Mm. I guarantee when our agent called you to pitch you the idea, you said, fucking what is it?
Yeah.
Who's on it?
Yeah.
Why? You actually were perfect.
Yes.
It was made for you.
Yeah. No, it's all right. It was a bit of fun, you know. It's about the media. We'll see. I don't know, man.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see Heggie's. You've only been in actual lockdown for a few weeks. And you've already pivoted.
I've pivoted, all right.
You've done the classic pivot.
I did turn up to the immediate rehearsal just before the filming, the wardrobe and makeup go, are you getting changed later? I said, no, this is it. Has everyone else made somewhat more of an effort?
That's like the Comedy Festival opening night All-Stars gala. They get you to bring, outfits.
A few options.
See what looks better on camera. And I'm like, well, these are pretty much the jeans. And you've got this black T-shirt or this one.
Yeah. Take the power away from them.
Nothing better than seeing someone steam a black T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. They do have to come out with a roller to get the dandruff off it. So they earn their money that way.
Nah, a lot of beard oil if you're on the TV just for that night. Rest of the time, getting around looking like I'm eating Lamingtons. But for that one special event, I will oil up the chin and cheeks.
Yes.
Hey, we did a live stream show the other week. It'll be up on our Patreon this weekend if you missed it. And we're doing – so we only put it out – we recorded it on a – what was it? On a Tuesday night, but we thought of the idea on a bloody Sunday. So we never actually got to plug it on the pod. But join our Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl and economy and up. You will get a free thing. We're doing another one next Wednesday night, Wednesday the 25th of August.
Yes, but the episode will be out anyway a couple of weeks later, as will last week's one will be out next week or two. So,
and if you don't want to join our Patreon, it's $10, midflightbrawl.com. Get on there, get your ticket. Have a bloody tune in. As you'd say, Heggie, tip from the top. I believe economy on our Midflight Brawl Patreon, about the same price. So you'd be a fucking idiot not to join.
Yes.
Get yourself the extra content.
Yeah. And then don't forget to fucking quit like a grub before your month rolls around.
We're not going to tell you.
Yeah. All right, mate, we better get cracking.
Let's do it.
All right. So we are back in Canada again. Sick of everyone saying how wonderful the joint is. So here's the second episode in a row from there. Sucked in.
We could just do it until the end of time just to really drum home.
Just Canada.
That you shouldn't just go off a nation stereotypes.
Well, don't tell me who's nice and who's not. I'll decide that. Thanks very much.
Yeah, the FAA will release some stats.
Don't tell me which city is the most livable. I'll tell you. It's all right.
By the way, and I do love Melbourne, grew up here, live here now, a lot of friends and all my family here.
I like your tone when you're saying that, but yeah, go on.
Livable doesn't mean best or most fun.
No.
It just means if you're fucking out in the sticks, you can still get into the city pretty easy.
Yeah.
And schools are close by and there'll be a bus.
The trains work.
Yeah. I don't know if livable is most fun.
No. There are a lot of factors to the most livable, though. Like you're less likely to get killed, you know, violently for no particular reason, that sort of business. Although, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Melbourne's not great for that. The other one, though, I will say is that Melbourne is an actual city. I've said this before. Sydney, really reliant on nature. Same as Brisbane.
Yeah.
It's like, man, do you know how good Brisbane is? An hour away, great beaches. You go, well, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about Brisbane.
Are you saying Melbourne must be good because there's nothing?
No, nature. What the fuck are you going to do? Go to the Thousand Steps in the Dandenongs or drive the Great Ocean Road a couple of hours away? Am I going to swim at Port Melbourne, get the boogie board out when the Spirit of Tasmania takes off, get a bit of the...
Well, that's why you've had to build so many pubs and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Just for literally to get something to do.
But that's what makes it good.
Yeah.
That's what makes the city good.
Yeah.
Sydney, why would you even be inside?
Well, don't know. Catch the virus.
Because you're locked down.
This week, though, we're having a squiz at Canadian airline, different airline, WestJet. And I feel like from your end, there's been a little bit of derision at airline accidents and incidents being summarised at the top of an episode, so I'm not going to do it. Also, no proper juicy ones from WestJet.
Oh, no. Yeah, they haven't come up in a... I've been watching a fair bit of air crash investigations on... It's on Disney Plus. Yeah. Fits right in. Lion King and Aladdin and Frozen for the kids. And then for the adults, you can just watch a 747 fucking smash into a mountain.
Oh, yeah. You won't see WestJet on that.
No?
All they've had is just touching down too late, overrunning the tarmac, popping the plane up on the grass a couple of times. That's it.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's like hitting the gutter. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Need some new hubcaps. Who cares?
I've watched this short YouTube doco that our mate Bart Freeban sent to me on bush pilots in Alaska that are in this tiny, tiny little plane that they built in the that was built in the 50s, and they haven't been able to make anything as good for these jobs since.
What jobs?
This plane, they have to land. It's landing anywhere that's not an airport, so they're landing on mountains and stuff.
Oh, it's a Fokker. Fucking
beaches and no, it's not a Fokker. It's
what jobs are they doing? Dropping guns off to
Piper Cub.
Oh, it's Piper.
Piper Cub, yeah. And they land on ice, they land on all sorts of shit. And they've chucked these new tires on there. Look like sort of mini monster truck tires at the front.
Yeah.
Cause I do find that amazing about planes. Just a A380's landing and there's just a shitload of these tiny little wheels that you have. Fuck, just
oh yeah.
I'll be bigger on the wheels.
Little forklift truck ones. Yeah.
Just all back of a penny farthing
yeah.
tires. Nah.
Do you reckon the wheels are so small because they just don't want to build bigger stairs to get us all off? If you're another 5 meters off the ground with big monster truck wheels, I don't know.
You've got to change every airport.
Today, though, and this is, you know, classic Canadian for our protagonist, it is necessary to do a bit of background on this bloke before we get into the incident. 28-year-old, aspiring rapper from Vaughan, Ontario, James Potok, also known as Potok Philippe, and coincidentally the owner of one of the most punchable fucking faces on the internet.
Oh, yeah, punchable head. And very rarely, you'll send to, hey, check out these videos and I need some audio grabs, this, this, and this, and I'll watch the rest of the videos. Just I'm interested in seeing what else there's an overwhelming amount of audio that could be played in this episode. It could be a five-parter all on this fuckhead.
Oh.
And we should also say white rapper. So it's the second time we've had a dumb cunt white rapper.
Yes.
This time Canadian. First one was Australian, our good mate Jet.
Last night I had a dream I died, now I feel so alive. I nearly died yesterday. Lord tried to take my breath away.
He did eventually.
Yeah. Samurai code in the end, wasn't it?
What's samurai code? A man named Blake and a samurai sword. Ouchie.
Blake V. Jet. Well, this particular bloke, Potok Philippe, rapper, he's...
Named after the watch. Is it a piss take on the watch brand?
I don't know. What's a watch brand called Philippe?
Yeah.
Paytech.
I'm going to... Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Paytech Philippe?
I don't know, man.
P-A-T-E-K Philippe?
I don't know.
Swiss luxury watch brand?
I don't read expensive magazines. I don't go yachting and I don't play tennis. I don't know a lot about watches. Well, he's from Vaughan, this fella, city north of Toronto.
Yeah.
And he has produced, according to its Wikipedia page, about 100 notable people, of whom you will know two. I knew one.
Oh, yeah. All right. Who
will I know? I knew Elizabeth Arden, cosmetics manufacturer.
Yeah.
Someone who used to kill minke whales to wipe their juice on women's necks and stuff. The one you'll know is a retired lightweight cage fighter, Mark Borchek from Vaughan, Ontario.
Oh, enough. I know Mark Borchek. Must be early days of the UFC.
I thought you knew all of them. I thought you're a cage fighting historian.
Don't have the ears for it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, James Potok Philippe is aiming to be on that exclusive list of hockey players at some stage of his life. a lot of material on the internet concerning his music and James talking about himself.
I didn't realize this is something that people spend lots of time developing lyrics, because that's what it is. Like the beat, people got to create a beat. The beat's got to be magical. Mm. And the lyrics have to be just as good.
Keep dragging me down, but you know I wanna leave. Shorty, let me out, cause I think I'm in too deep. Sick of being the clown, sick of begging on my knees.
Oh, I fucking hate that style of music, whatever you call that style of rap.
I'm pulling up, I'm too fucked up. You can't keep up, please don't touch my cup. Don't call my bluff, she can't get enough. Bubble butt, I'm just trying to fuck.
By the way, for a bloke that said...
I didn't realize this is something that people spend lots of time developing.
Developing lyrics, and then he's rhymed up with up.
Yeah.
Which... sorry.
I'm pulling up. I'm too fucked up. You can't keep up. Please don't touch my cup.
Hold on. Up, 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 cup.
Oh, God.
Real Dr. Seuss over here.
Aspiring rapper. That's got to be the worst of all the aspirings, I reckon.
Oh.
Aspirations are quality people look for in others. And yet, as a label, it really whiffs of not good enough / never will be, especially when it comes to rap. There's no way newsreaders or any sort of modern journalist, for that matter, isn't intending aspiring rapper to be an insult.
Oh, no. Well, it's never I don't know if it's attached to any great news story.
Well, it's just saying failed, isn't it? Because from what I can see, the barriers to entry quite low. You can just say, I'm a rapper, not I'm an aspiring rapper.
The photo of his on his SoundCloud is him in sunnies parked in front of what I think is an old Rolls Royce.
Do you think he saw it on the street?
Yeah, I reckon he has just sat in front. He's lucky enough to walk past a classic car show.
Oh,
he's gone,
God.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I need a rap album. And by the way, his name definitely piss take of the watch brand.
Oh.
And much like his skills, a poor ripoff.
Yeah. Way to stick it to the man, buddy. Telling us like it is.
He's the type of Patek Philippe you'd get in Bali.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at it, man. It's a Potok Philippe.
Oh. My mate brought back from Southeast Asia a pair of Beazle shoes. They were Diesel, but with a B accidentally. Fake Beazles, but they were Beazles. Pretty good.
Well, I'm going to mention him again. Our mate, Bart Freeban, has a great bit about somebody saying, hey, that Gucci bag you've got, it's fake. He's like, well, does it carry stuff in there? It's not a fake bag.
Yeah.
Like, it is a bag.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fake if you went to put something in there and it just hit the floor and you realized it's just a 2D printout of a bag. You go, that's a fake bag. They've tricked you.
Yeah. Imagine getting about in public in Gucci, like, not ironically.
Mm.
Pretty good.
Gucci flip-flops are my favorite. Like Gucci slides.
Never seen it. Slides are the ones that go over the top of your foot. You don't put your toe in between anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gucci slides.
Ugh.
Well, if you've never seen Gucci slides, you obviously don't follow Conor McGregor on Instagram, because that's most of his footwear.
Those shoes, they're for children, or they look like those Japanese toilet slippers.
Yeah. In high school, it was always my Filipino mates had slides. Easy to drop out the front of the house with all the other shoes.
Masseur sandals. Them.
No, yeah, or just slides.
Yeah.
Nike slides, Echo slides.
Oh, God. Slazengers. Anyway, better jump into the incident. I've been mucking around, but this is the bloke who features. This was a WestJet flight 2702 from Toronto to Montego Bay.
You always talk about the poor cookies on your computer having a bad time. You send me some fucking songs that I go, I do not know. I've never heard this. I've never seen the bloke singing it. What the fuck is this?
Bobby Brown, huge hit.
It's great. Oh, it makes me want to have a margarita in the backyard.
Oh, it's on the bulk of sort of compilation reggae albums of that era.
Right.
Yeah. Might I say, too, before I state the date of this incident, I received a rather alarming message from one of our listeners in Hong Kong saying that they enjoy the podcast, but just wanted to flag that the way I present the date is annoying him. So in response to this, I'd like to say I'll stay the date however the fuck I want. And also, I don't want to make a big deal of this, but furthermore, next time you get to Australia, you cheeky little turd, I'm going to take you down the beach and give you a flogging. How's that sound? Anyway, makes you think, doesn't it? Shout out, of course, to young Mr. L. Heggie in Hong Kong there. He's my nephew.
Oh, was that your nephew who sent you that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. You don't wind up an uncle like that.
I wouldn't have thought so, but different time, isn't it? The youth.
Will he be back? Will he be? Hopefully everything's open and he's back this Christmas.
Well, that'd be good, but it doesn't matter. I'm not going to forget.
Because you're much like a rapper, you might have to do a collab with someone at Christmas. I recommend this bloke.
Alcohol. Mr. Booze.
Luke Heggie featuring Mr. Booze. Putting a beat down on the young nephew.
Anyway, so this incident, it's February 3, 2020, and our aspiring rapper hero is on his way to Jamaica to lay down some beats and lyrics or whatever it is these people do. I suspect he's just going down there to pilfer the music and lyrics of unsuspecting locals for his own profit under the guise of collabing with third world types to bring us all together, not unlike Paul Simon in the mid-'80s.
Oh, fuck yeah. A lot of stolen, just straight up stolen music. The Led Zeppelin one blew my mind when I found out that Led Zeppelin's four of their biggest hits are just stolen off black artists.
100% frauds now. Yeah, that's disappointing. I don't know. I still think they're pretty good myself. Anyway, so is this bloke, James Potok, as we heard, a.k.a. Potok Philippe. He's on the four-hour, zero-minute flight, and everything is satisfyingly unremarkable until at what stage do you reckon something happened?
Did you say four-hour flight?
Yeah.
I'd have to guess... this many hours in?
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. It's the magic number.
Three?
Yes, absolutely. So yeah, James Potok, he wasn't his alter ego Potok Philippe at the time, so he wasn't asking young girls if they were yet 16 over the steady din of a loop laptop synthesizer. He was doing this.
Man is in custody tonight after an incident on a WestJet flight. Peel police say a man stood up during the flight from Toronto and told other passengers that he had the coronavirus.
Pretty good. Never heard someone say good one sincerely.
Yeah.
It just good one. Doesn't happen.
Yeah, you get a good job.
Yeah.
Good job, mate. I say that to my son. Goes for a wee on the potty. Good job.
Yeah.
But if he misses the potty, I say, fucking good one.
Yeah. Oh, good one's always a very, very hard G on the good one. And you can also tell this is early days of the pandemic because they're still saying the coronavirus.
Mm.
Everyone was definitely, definitely on edge in February 2020.
Well, except Australia. We're laughing about it. I was high-fiving people after my Brisbane Comedy Festival show.
Yeah, I was still having a laugh.
Saying I'll make out with anyone. I'm not scared of it. And only got Tom Hanks get fucked.
Yeah.
And I was wrong. Much like if you look through my sports bet betting history, you can see I'm not good at predicting the future. It's not a real Nixtradamus over here.
Yeah.
Bloke that is wrong the crushing majority of the time.
Oh, yeah. Almost as if the gambling institutions have it figured out for fuckwits. So as a sort of underappreciated musician, he's after some much-needed publicity. Who isn't? So he needs something, anything, to get the world's attention, after which we'll all acknowledge his genius, I reckon.
Now, don't you say that, and some people, listeners, might be thinking, well, maybe that's just a heggy negative spin on what this...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hotok Philippe was up to 3 hours into a flight. This is what he said on the news.
I said, I'm an upcoming artist. The publicity was what I was really looking for.
Yeah, brilliant.
He just said it. So don't worry, it's not Heggy spinning history. It's not fake news over here.
Oh.
That's what Potok said himself.
Now, I think you'll find all of history's greatest thinkers have engineered publicity stunts from which to build a legacy. This is just another one. What better way to get your art across the line than to create a viral video with not even a loose connection to your fucking music? What a little champ. Viral videos, that's what he's after. But look, it's like, for me, like I don't know much about, you know, how to...
Do you reckon he just handed out, do you reckon he said that? Hey, everyone, I've got coronavirus. And then they're all looking at him and he just started handing out little mixtapes of his album.
Well...
Like it's Times Square.
You joke about that, but I saw a photo of him on his social media, which has gone to ground but come back. And it's him. He looks like he's in an airport or something. He's just got... Would appear to me, it's either flyer, I think it's DVDs or CDs at his, like about 100 of his own at his feet, saying something like, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get moving or something along these lines. That's him flogging off his merch.
Well, using like, you know, inspirational quotes to push.
I'm pulling up, I'm too fucked up, you can't keep up, please don't touch my cup. Don't call my bluff, she can't get enough. Bubble butt, I'm just trying to fuck.
Is that, are there different?
I just like playing it because it starts in your face. You just get so sour.
That falls under the umbrella of rap, but there got to be subsections of rap, don't there? Because that one, that sucks. Yeah. That style, I can't stand.
Oh, really?
And it's so common.
Mm.
But that's not, like some rap's really good, but that.
Yeah.
That whatever that one you call that one, nah, fucking awful.
I'd love to know what 40-odd-year-old Queenslander Luke Heggie, his favourite rappers.
I don't know any, but some of it is quite listenable. It's just not,
of course.
It's not my thing, but that is definitely not my thing. If that's anyone's, stop listening, get off.
This isn't your thing.
I'm pulling up. I'm too fucked up.
Planning.
You can't keep up. Please don't touch my cup.
He's even got it. It sounds like he's got auto-tune on something that's not even sung. I don't know. It's a weird.
Just talking into
please
auto-tune.
Don't touch my cup. Yeah, now it just sounds like he's got a bubble in his throat. Here.
I'm pulling up. I'm too fucked up. You can't keep up. Please don't touch my cup.
It's that voice distortion thing that annoys me the most, I think. Just sing.
Yeah, that's it. It's like auto-tune.
Someone's tapping your fucking Adam's apple while you're trying to sing.
Hmm.
That's what it sounds like.
Singing into a fan.
Yeah. Well, his rhyming has about the same level of aptitude as me when I was the age of singing into a fan. Yeah. Making a viral video, though, that's not an exact science from what I've seen. It seems to me it's either an unlikely combo of two things, like a kid with no arms playing concert piano, we all have a cry or something against all the odds, or like someone just doing something incredibly fucking stupid, like chucking shit off a balcony.
Well, you will appreciate that on Potok Philippe's SoundCloud account, there are 6 comments under that song, Drown. Drown, and there's Drown I played before. There's Drown and Blast Off.
Yep.
And under Drown, which is this classic.
Keep dragging me down, but you know I want to leave. Shorty, let me out, because I think I'm in too deep.
Is that a different song to the one you're playing before?
Yeah. Play them at the same time.
Keep dragging me down, but you know I want to leave. Shorty, let me out, because...
All the same to me.
Drown. Someone wrote, you're in too deep when you got on that plane, boy.
Oh, great.
And then... James Owens wrote, you're drowning in that coronavirus.
Yeah. Oh, what a... It's the end of days.
Own lyrics to give him shit. Yeah.
That these people can get celebrated. Not too far away now from people being called a triple threat if they're good at YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, I reckon. And this guy's right in there. So,
have your, hey, you've got, I'm terrified of this. Have either of your kids, we've got, Luch and I have mates of ours who kids, you know, get to 10, 12, whatever, and they're like, we want to be YouTubers.
No.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, no. It might have been said and I just didn't hear it, but no way.
Your brain won't.
Yeah, nah.
Just don't.
I wondered why I walked around and smashed every screen in the house. That was probably it.
So, well, they're for Falcons. Fucking frisbee down to Coogee Beach. Yeah. Hold on. Why'd the TV go again? Oh, someone said something about YouTube. Yeah.
So the crew found a mask and gloves and made him sit right up the back in those things, as well as a light pink jumper, which may or may not have already belonged to him anyway, although that doesn't make sense. A man, a rapper no less, with a baby pink jumper on, not looking particularly gangster to me. I'd like to think they made him wear it, but maybe not.
You've got to see this. There's a rapper, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
And it's the number 6IX, the number 9INE.
Number 6. V1.
This is
Well, the number 6.
This is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, he's got 69 on his forehead in a tattoo.
Yeah.
Is that a tattoo?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And he wears colorful. He's got like colourful grills and music videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Looks like a weird child. And you go, geez, all right, maybe he's one of these rappers that, you know, talks a lot of shit, hasn't done anything. A bit like Ludacris. I don't know if you know Ludacris.
No.
Chris Bridges. And he's now an actor, goes by his actual name.
Okay.
He's been in a bunch of movies and stuff. But Ludacris, a lot of rappers talking a lot of shit, not doing much. Man, it quite a rap sheet for 6ix9ine. He's done a fair bit. He's choked someone at a shopping mall, robbery, assault, kidnapping, was confirmed to be under investigation in a shooting of another rapper, domestic violence, another assault, trial, jail. You go, fuck. See, I would have made fun of the guy with the colourful hair.
How's he get the time to make music? That's a full schedule.
A lot on. And he's got to get the face tat. And his hair coloured.
Yeah. Almost as if it's all show, all gear, no idea, that whole game. I don't know.
That's your rap album.
All gear, no idea. Get out of the game, you fucking frauds. I'll show you how it's done. Potok, he got the opportunity to show his side of the story. And there's a fair bit of audio. Good shit too.
What I happened to say, just so everyone is clear, is I stood up. I said, can I have everybody's attention? I have recently returned from Hunan province. I don't feel too well. Those are the exact words verbatim. No time did I stand up and say I have the coronavirus, just so we clear that up.
Yep. What a dude. Good bloke.
Fucking hell.
I'll take everything back. Seems like a fucking great guy. He got interviewed a few times.
I'm surprised he didn't just rap that whole thing. I then stood up, said my temp is up. I did fuck up. Someone knocked out my cup.
And that's, you just made that up in about 10 seconds. That's about the amount of time a child or someone like this takes to make up a song while their laptop's making beats.
See how close I was to it.
I'm pulling up. I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm too fucked up. He got interviewed. There's one interview. I sent you one. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Though, but he was not shy of talking about himself.
One interview with like what I assume is a Canadian TMZ.
Yes.
it's like an aspiring TMZ.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. Worse than aspiring rapper. This is really. There's people that want to be on TMZ.
Yeah.
Won't say Z.
Forgive me, but really dumb things just so something goes viral, potentially dangerous things.
The media perpetuates that. Because you guys are all now asking for interviews, because you post it on media, because it gets on social media, that perpetuates people wanting to do videos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, not his fault, basically.
Yeah.
Someone made, media. Everyone else made him do it.
Imagine that, just 3 hours into a flight. You've had a few beers, you're sitting back, like, I might just watch the rest of the movie. You know, fuck this. The media would love a story like this.
Yeah.
I better get to causing a ruckus.
I think he's premeditated it to happen at that exact time, thinking, no, I'll be right here.
Mm.
This will be brilliant. I don't know what he thought. He's clearly pretty thick. He tries to sound clever and string a couple of sentences together. But he's a bit thick, this fella. That interviewer had a very good point towards the end of the interview. I didn't know. I don't know if I sent you this, but he was talking about.
Oh, yeah. I've got it here.
Oh, go on.
There's no running from it, so.
But James, I think that's the point, though. You are a musician. I have to admit, I'm not familiar with your work, but why not become famous and successful via the merits of your music as opposed to doing some crazy stunt on board an aircraft?
Yeah, so the generation's changed. It's unfortunate, but musical talent doesn't sell you, doesn't get sold. You need to bring attention to yourself, and that's just the way that this generation feels.
Oh, so I think everybody needs to stop panicking. James, like so many others, is actually a victim here. So
good on him, though, for sitting there. You imagine that, though. You've spent some money on a, you know, on a studio recording session, and you've just finished, you know, another verse.
I'm too fucked up. Guaranteed I'm not the only one getting sick of this. People are going to stop listening. I would have turned off to drop my cups ago if I were a subscriber to this podcast. I'd be padding a complaint right now.
I've had enough.
Yeah.
Time to listen to Dum Dum Club.
It was in that very.
Imagine, though, you finished your studio session and the producer's there and he just gets on the mic into the booth and it's like, hey, Potek or whatever his fucking name is. Hey, Potek, spitting some pretty hot fire there, champ. But that's not going to get you across the line. I need a plane diverted.
Yeah.
I can put auto tune and shit on this, a pretty dodgy beat underneath.
Oh.
A chick singing the chorus that sounds like the rest of them.
Yeah.
I just need, yeah. Can you get in the news?
Yeah. Oh, Wolf, in that same street interview that we just took a few bites out of, someone drove past and yelled at him out the window, "You're that Wuhan loser." You can't hear it, but the interviewer references it.
By the way, that's how you know he's an aspiring rapper. Saddest drive-by.
Oh, yeah.
An insult. It's meant to be a fucking Glock 9 out the window.
Yeah.
Rat-tat-tat-tat. And it's fucking game over for old Potek. But it's like, oi, fuckhead.
Yeah.
You're that Wuhan cunt. He can't even get drive-by'd properly.
Well, that's what, even Aussie rappers have to, since, you know, the nanny state took all our guns, they do drive-by's with eggs and stuff now, Aussie rappers. The odd samurai, obviously.
Graffiti, yeah. Little paintball gun that they've bought in parts.
Oh, yeah.
Get it with a laser pointer they've stuck back from Bali.
Sticky tape a laser pointer to the top of your Nerf gun. I did read, and I'm not sure if it's untrue, but there were reports that Potek Philippe was doing interviews for $400 a pop after this stunt.
Sick.
So I don't know how that goes. Bit cameo.
Appreciate all the Patreon subscribers. We will be taking $400 out of that and hitting up Potek for a chat.
Oh, man. I tell
you. Would you do it? Would you chat to him?
To Potek?
Yeah.
He would be well up for a chat. No, I don't want to chat to him. You're getting him on the line now.
You think
I don't want to chat to any of these people, to be honest.
I know I'm in breakfast radio, but I just can't get fucking Potek up.
Yeah.
Is he on the phone? 131060. Did he call in?
He's been waiting this whole time. We're just ripping into the prick, just waiting on the line just to get some more publicity. Whatever. Anything will do.
Man, he's actually got a
big in Australia.
Oh, no. Surely that's not him. Potek Philippe, James Potek. Oh. Oh, hold on.
Are you on Instagram?
Hold on. Hold on. I am.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you seen?
I know what he is, mate.
Mate, hold on. Dinger. There's only two things. How did you not bring this up? Or were you about to?
I was going to a bit later. What is up? Where is it? Where are they now? One of those
all right.
ones. Yeah.
I'll say it for you. It's made me very happy.
Yeah, it's good.
It's made me very happy. It's got a blue tick too.
Yeah.
Mad dog.
They just give them to anyone, do they, mate?
No.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Could think of nothing I'd like less.
Potok and I, 1 degree of separation from Potok and I.
Yeah. It's like you're from the same stable. He's not the only one pulling publicity stunts in early 2020, exactly the same. Like, it's a crazy time to be doing. In the early days of the pandemic, around February, March 2020, a lot of opportunists scrambled to see if they could take advantage of a collectively grim situation for their own personal gain. Or some of them were just sad and lonely people who thought they didn't have another option to get love. But overwhelmingly, it was just dickheads. There were a couple, when I was looking at this, they go, oh, in other ones, check these out. Like a 72-year-old George Gergi was flying from Dallas to Nashville when a flight attendant told him to put his tray away. And he pointed to a plastic bag full of medication and started shouting that he had coronavirus. And he made the mistake, though. They weren't yet off the ground, so they just drove back to the gate and got the old fella off, got him arrested for falsely reporting an emergency. So
smart move there by Potok. He was close. Did it get diverted? Did get diverted,
yeah.
Didn't it?
He, this old bloke, he didn't have any symptoms. And when he saw they were taking it seriously, he just said, no, it's just joshing. Again, though, 72, I'm surprised there aren't more anarchists at that age. All that's stopping them is their imagination and a little bit of strength they may have left to just fucking.
Like spirit.
Yeah.
But it's also maybe that lack of spirit that has allowed them to get to 72.
Yeah, that is.
For someone that's too full of spirit.
That's an excellent
point. They can go out earlier.
Yeah. Queensland spirit doesn't stay bottled up for 72 years. It explodes well before that.
Mate, my great-grandma, Nana Min, loved her to bits. She lived to 104. I'll tell you what, though, not the most entertaining stories I've ever heard. How you get to 104. Yeah. Get drunk twice. Boo.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people still labouring under the misconception that age equals wisdom. A lot of them are just boring fuckheads and never done anything.
My dad, when I turned 18, I think it was 17 or 18, he pulled me aside and said, mate, remember I've told you, growing up, you've got to respect your elders. They know more than you.
Mm.
I said, yeah, Dad. He said, that was just to help get you to this point. I'm here to tell you, a lot of them are just fucking simpletons.
Yeah.
You'll be right.
Absolutely. A lot of dickheads get old. Another old bloke was on a bus in New Hampshire telling people on the bus he had coronavirus. So
that's nothing. That's nothing on a Greyhound bus.
Well,
who gives a shit?
The driver pulled over, got everyone off except this fella, and he locked him in the bus, and he summons the filth. Just attention starved, this bloke, not much else to that. Bunch of other garden variety joke claims to having the virus were happening. Also, look, at a 23-year-old Texas man, and man has become a strictly legal term only for a male of that age. Michael Brandon, two first names, a bit like you. He said, this is how paranoid everybody was in February, March last year. He said in a social media post that he had the virus, and then he also incorrectly alleged the virus had become airborne. And then everyone who followed him, he must have been very popular, and in the area, panicked and jumped on the phone, just jammed up hospital and police phone lines. When he was questioned by the cops, Brandon said his post was to make a point that you can't believe everything you view online. They said, okay, well done, you're going to jail.
Oh, jail?
Yeah. Well, they released him on a $1,000 bond. He'll probably never work again, so job done.
Jesus.
Yeah,
you can't be typing shit on Facebook. Can take a gun to the shops, though. It's Texas.
Yeah. Well, the bunch of other sort of American, I know my rights, in Texas types, did cough on cops after being pulled over when maggot. That's a very resourceful move. This was at the height of paranoia, around exactly the same time as Potok was getting busy. Lucky not to get shot in the face for that early in 2020. Like, I would pull a gun if someone did that, even when there's no virus.
Pre-coronavirus. Yeah. Just getting pulled over in the States. Could happen.
One woman said...
Spraying the little bullets.
One woman said she had it, so she didn't have to go to a child support hearing. She said, I'm not going to court. I've got the coronavirus. They go, okay.
Wow.
See you next month, dickhead.
Wow.
General consensus that time, though, was if you started coughing and sneezing, people just steer clear.
Well, it is. And let's be honest. The only positive about how terribly slow Australia's vaccination rollout has been is that we still do have I've got the sniffles, can't come in.
Yeah. Now you see someone coughing and sneezing, you'd stay well away from them. You could cough and sneeze your way right up to the crown jewels and nick them, as long as you're blowing snot in a tissue at the time, right at the apex of the panic. No one gave a fuck. They just wanted to stay away from you. They didn't know February 2020.
Is that the new bank robbery?
Just coughing all the way to the safe.
I've got a fucking fever. I've got a fucking fever.
Syringe full of blood. That's gone. It's just coughing. No one really knew how it worked, did they? But we're all trying to
By
be
By the
cool.
way, syringe of blood never used for a bigger crime than a 7-Eleven robbery, I reckon.
Yeah. Never successfully, I wouldn't think.
Give us all the gold bullion. I've got It's never that. It's give me all those Winnie Blues.
Yeah.
Don't fucking look at my face.
Yeah. Can't exchange syringe for a bar of gold, you reckon? Not happening. We're all trying to be cool with that in those early months, weren't we? It's just we didn't know. We're all thinking, oh, will this be another SARS fizzer or something more serious, or is it even real? So anyway, the fallout of this, because James has waited until magic hour to pull this stunt, they've decided to add 3 hours to the trip and go all the way back to Toronto.
Oh.
They U-turn, went back. Disease protocol on a plane. These protocols were put in place during Ebola when that was popular. Go back to where you came from, piss off. 250 people really unimpressed with his joke. 6 hours on a plane, didn't even go to Montego Bay, just went straight back to Toronto. Oof. Come sing me love. Wonder if they played that song on the way back.
Back to Toronto doesn't have the same ring. Let's sing along. We're going back to Toronto.
No. Paytech lost his YouTube channel since this incident, which is unfortunate because I reckon he would have been prolific and we would have seen effect. I would have just wasted my week basically watching him.
I need to see the music video for this. I'm pulling up. I'm too fucked up.
You can't keep up. Please don't touch my cup. I reckon he would have to hire a lot of very short women to be in it. Unfortunately, and this has disappeared, his entire apology video, it's not available anymore. Where he plugs his music at the end of it. He apologizes, said, look, I shouldn't have done that. But
respect that. I'm back on board.
Head over to potok.com. For some beats.
Just when I thought I was out, he's pulled me back in.
Well, you can't really find too much about him anymore. You can't keep a good man down. Hopefully he, like you, will appear on a Notable People from Somewhere page on Wikipedia sometime. Actually, I don't know if you've looked this. I looked up Hopper's Crossing on Wikipedia. Mm. Doesn't even have a notable residence section yet.
Oh, get fucked.
Yeah.
We had a...
Put yourself in it.
No, we had Russell Mark.
Don't even know what that is.
Order of Australia. He won the gold medal double trap in Atlanta and then Olympic silver medal in Sydney.
Michael Diamond?
No, Russell Mark. He was the other one.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Shooter.
Mm.
You got quite an affiliation with shooters from what I've heard in your past. Yeah, well, he's not on the... There's no notable people from Hopper's Crossing on there. You should put him and you on. You first.
We'd like to keep it low key, mate. Are you there for Brisbane? Have you made it?
No, absolutely not.
Does Brisbane have it?
Have what?
Brisbane.
Wikipedia? I would think so.
No. Yeah, I mean more notable people, or do they keep it a bit?
I'd say so. But It's
I don't think they do.
Split up into suburbs, isn't it?
Oh, okay. No, some places it'll just say these people are from here.
Oh, righto. Oh, you're probably on the Melbourne one. I haven't looked. Either way, though, old Potok has been charged but was released on conditions, I assume, because the world needs art. Never really got to the bottom of it. I think everyone was just sick of the turd by the time he got into court, that there weren't any journalists there. He is still happily on social media. So he got kicked off, but he's back. And you just saw, he's not very active, although he did make an appearance in mid-2020 to tell people they shouldn't be racist while also promoting himself.
Oh, hold on. The one I'm looking at just has one photo.
Oh, yeah, that's Instagram. He's across a couple of others, a couple of the other ones.
Okay.
He appears also to be spasmodically very grateful for his family and friends. But you've got his bio there, his Instagram, very short bio.
Oh, yeah.
Hit me.
Crypto entrepreneur.
Yes.
And musician.
Bit of a pivot. Terrible combo. I'd rather all the musicians I like know very little about money markets and stocks and vice versa.
Oh,
that's a
crypto entrepreneur. He's fucking done it.
That's a grim situation.
Entrepreneur in after crypto is just such a great juxtaposition.
Yeah.
How the fuck anyone would know where that's going? Yeah.
Speculator at best.
Crypto gambler.
You should have to say dickhead. After crypto.
Crypto dickhead.
Yeah. There's nothing else to it.
I had a mate a few years ago who made an absolute mozzer on it and turned up to a comedy night one night in a floral shirt buttoned almost down to his belly button with a full chest hat and a gold watch on. He was pumped. He'd made heaps and then subsequently lost it all.
Well, did it exist? Like, did he make heaps and turn it into actual money or just?
Yeah, turn it into cash and then went, this thing's still going up. I'm putting it back in.
Oh.
And, yeah.
That's like when Vanilla Ice invested in his second single.
Did he?
Said, don't worry about it, mate. Well, a lot of one-hit wonders do. Yeah, nah. Don't do a second album, mate. You're all right. Pull up there. Start buying kangaroos.
I know. I know we've spoken about it before, but I am fascinated in those, you just said before, the where are they now things.
Yep.
I love where it's like a where are they now and a one-hit wonder. I'm like, hopefully they're enjoying their life. Like you imagine just getting in, get to the top for a brief period of time, look around and go, nah, get this cash and get the fuck out. Like the ones that choose not to do it again.
Yeah, I think that's quite rare. I think they get a taste and go,
very rare.
I'm probably the greatest musician ever. This is obviously going to repeat itself for the next 20 years. I'm buying some speedboats.
Plural. Can never have enough watercraft.
Oh, either way, everyone should just lighten up. Jokes like James Potok's just, you know, tension breakers. Lighten up, everyone. Take it easy.
Yeah.
On the
just trying to have a laugh.
Everyone's trying to have fun. Just get through it. We're all in this together.
That brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening in. Make sure you get on the Patreon if you can, patreon.com/midflightbrawl for some extra episodes and whatnot. We're doing a live show in Melbourne, November 7, the Palais Theatre, as a part of the Great Australian Podcast Festival. There's a lot of good shows on there, so get around that, the Great Australian Podcast Festival. Heggie and I don't think we've got any gigs coming up.
No, I've got nothing planned probably till November. We're supposed to go out to Western New South Wales in October together for some shows and stand-up shows, but I don't know if that's going to fly.
Fuck, here. Let's see what happens.
Who knows?
Well, you know what? To finish the show, I've played the song you hated so much, but I'm not going to do it again.
Good.
So let's leave on this. Tune.
Oh. Nah.
Done.
See you, mate. Gotta go.
Boy. Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode.
Peggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.